My mother grew up in a religious family in New England.
我的母亲是在新英格兰区一个很属灵属宗教的这样一个家庭里长大。
There were many generations of Catholics in her family.
因为他们的家庭是一个传统性的天主教的家庭。
And one of her aunts was a nun.
其实她有一个姨母是天主教的修女。
She tells me that in those days the priests discouraged children from reading the Bible.
她告诉我说那个时候那么教会的神父对神父呢是不这个鼓励们小孩子们读圣经的。
You see, there are some things in the Bible that young men and young women should not think about, let alone read about.
因为在圣经里面有许多的话，在年轻人不应该去想，都应该想都不要想的，更不要说去读。
And today's passage is one of those things.
因为像今天我们所读的这段圣经就属于这一类的。
The topic set for us today is indelicate.
那么这个今天我们所要读的这段圣经，所要思想的这段话，可以说应该是没有趣味的。
I warn you about this in case you have any 6-year-old or 8-year-old children or grandchildren today.
假如你今天有六岁大的孩子或者是孙子们在的话，你要特别留意这些话。
If you have children or grandchildren that are 11 or 12 years old, they will know what we're talking about.
假如他们是十几岁的话，其实你不用讲，他们也知道了。
So while we prefer to be delicate and discreet,
虽然我们是想要很小心的，而且很留意的来讲这些话。
Life is not.
那么，但是我们的生命，我们的生命当中所面对的许多事情，可能并不如是。
And the Bible is not entirely.
事实上，在圣经里面也讲得非常的清楚。
And so we look together at a delicate passage.
所以我们在这边讲一起来读这一段非常要小心的一段话。
Now, if you know anyone in high school, you'll realize that this is the week for graduation.
假如你家里面有高中学生的话，你就知道这个礼拜是所谓的毕业典礼的礼拜。
I believe that the towns of Lexington and Malden have their graduation today, even.
据我晓得的，那么 Lexington 跟 Malden 的这两个城，他们今天下午就是他们的高中毕业典礼。
Acton had graduation on Friday night.
The Acton 是这个礼拜五的晚上。
Now, with graduation comes, of course, prom night.
那么当然有了这个毕业典礼之前就有所谓的毕业舞会。
And because of prom night and graduation night, U.S. News and World Report featured an article on teen sexuality this week.
那么就是因为在这个毕业典礼跟这个毕业舞会就是在这个时候，所以在美国的一个杂志叫 U.S. News and World Report 呢，就特别的讲到年轻人跟性的这样一个这个题目。
Prom season, they wrote, forces many teens to make choices about sex.
那么他上面说到呢，在这个毕业舞会的季节，就是有这种压力这些所谓的年轻人，十几岁年轻人呢。关于这个性的上面要做一个选择。
And the article provided numerous statistics about teen sexual activity today in America.
那么在这篇文章里面特别提到今天美国的年轻人当中在所谓的性的这个事上所有的一些数据。
Now this sort of thing doesn't happen just outside in the world, it occurs also among Christians.
那么这些事情当然并不是只有包含在这个所谓的属世界的地方，那么甚至于在教会在基督徒当中也是有的。
And not just among teens, but also among adults.
也并不是只限制于在于这个年轻人十几岁的年轻人当中，而事实上在成人里面也是有的。
When I first went to Asia, I noticed that people talk much less about these things in public.
那么当我当初到亚洲去的时候，我很留意到那么大部分的人在公开的场合是不愿意提这一类的事儿。
But the longer I stayed, the more I realized that people may talk less about it.
但是我在那边待得越久，就越觉得虽然大家不太讲
，But sexual morality is still quite common in private.
但是在私底下，这个性的不道德仍然是非常的多的。
And even Christians from conservative homes are involved in sexual immorality.
甚至于在基督徒的家庭，在很保守的家庭里面，他们也有许多性的不道德。
And occasionally someone will come and confess to a pastor.
有的时候呢，有的人会来向牧师忏悔认罪。
And you can see as you talk with them that people come up with justification.
你可以看见当人来向你忏悔的时候，甚至于他们都要把他所做的行为就加一个解释。
People don't just wake up one day and decide to commit adultery or fornication.
事实上很多人并不是说一天早上他一醒来了之后他就觉得我今天就要去做这个性不道德的事。
It's a gradual series of steps.
而是在许多慢慢慢慢的步骤下把它带过去的。
And at each step, people rationalize what they're doing.
在每一个步骤他都给他自己一个理由让他合理化。
Now the same sort of thing was going on in the ancient city of Corinth.
那么在当时哥林多这个地方这个城市里面也有同样类似的问题。
Greek and Roman culture were famous for their immorality.
事实上当时希腊跟罗马他们的文化是在这个性的不道德上是非常有名的。
And of all the cities in ancient Greece and Roman empires, Corinth itself was the most famous of all.
那么在当时所有的希腊跟罗马的城市当中哥林多是这当中的之最。
In fact, the language invented a verb to Corinthianize was a word used for to commit immorality.
那么当时有一个用来的字就是说像哥林多人一样那么这句话的意思就是说指道在许多的 道德上的不对。
And what happens in the world,finds its way into the church.
所以在这世界上所有不对的地方不对的事情也渐渐地渗入到了教会。
And so we see the Corinthians engaged in immorality.
所以我们看见这个哥林多的人他们犯了不道德的事情。
But more than that, they invent reasons to show that it's okay.
不只是如此他们也给他们自己一些借口一些理由能够把他们所做的事情好像变成合理化。
Now to understand what Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians 6, you have to realize that he's engaged in a conversation with the Corinthians.
所以假如你要能够读懂这一段圣经的话你必须要了解这一段圣经其实是好像是两个理由的对话。
If you have a bilingual Bible in front of you, if it has the NIV for the English, you'll see quotation marks.
假如说你有一个这个中英对照的圣经就像我这个手上这样的一样的话的话你会发现在英文部分呢有许多地方是有括号的。
What the editors are saying is that this makes no sense if it's read all as Paul's teaching.
因为这些在括号里面的话并不属于就是说假如是你把它放在保罗所有的教导当中的话这当中就有不连贯的地方。
Repeatedly in 1 Corinthians, Paul argues with them.
那么在这段圣经当中，保罗不断地与他们辩解。
He quotes what they say and then rejects it.
所以在括号中的话，是保罗来这个括他们所讲的话，然后再加上下面一句话就是他的辩解。
And that happens in the second half of 1 Corinthians 6.
那么在我们这哥林多前书第六章的下半段就是今天所讲的这一段里面是可以这样对比的。
Paul quotes the Corinthians and then rejects what they're teaching.
所以保罗他先说你们讲了什么这样的话然后再加上他自己的辩解。
So from this we can see how they were arguing and how Paul corrects it.
所以在这边你可以看见那个哥林多人是怎么样用他们的理由来讲合理化他们所做错的事情然后保罗就加以怎么样的反驳。
From the quotations we can see how the Corinthians justified their immorality.
所以从这里面你看见当时的哥林多人是怎么样的要来这个把他们所有性不道德上面要能够加以他们的这个借口。
And Christians today often use similar justifications when they commit immorality.
事实上今天的基督徒当他们犯了错误之后他们也常常用同样的这种方法来合理化他们所做错的事情。
So let's follow this dialogue between the Corinthians and Paul closely to see what we might learn.
所以我们来慢慢看当时的哥林多人怎么说那保罗怎么样的答辩。
Their first rationalization was this.
那么他们第一个所谓的理论化他们的结果是这样子的
Thank you Is it Kool-Aid or just water?
You're asking too much
okay. The first rationalization is this. We're saved by grace.
那么他第一个这个哥林多人所用的这个他们的理由是说我们是得救本乎恩。
As we might say, Jesus died for all my sins, past, present, and future.
我们就说耶稣基督为我们的罪死了，是我们过去的罪、今天的罪、将来的罪，他都死了。
So if he died for all my sins,
他为我们所有的罪而死。
Then one sin, more or less, isn't going to make a big difference.
那么罪犯罪一次两次甚至多次实在是没有什么不同。
Everything is permissible for me.
因为凡事都可行。
Paul says in 6:12, twice he quotes them, everything is permissible for me.
在第六章第十二节这边保罗两次的提到说凡事我都可行，那么这是指哥林多人所用的这个借口。
What the Corinthians have done, they've taken something that Paul said and they've twisted it.
那么这个就是说哥林多人把保罗以前所讲的话把它断章取义而加以曲解。
Paul said, we don't get to heaven by what we do.
那保罗说我们达到我们去到这个天堂我们上到天并不是因为我们的行为。
None of us can earn our way into heaven by being holy.
我们不能说因为我们自己能够特别的属灵就赚得了进入天堂的权利。
We can't keep the Old Testament law perfectly.
因为我们没有办法把这个旧约的律法完完全全的守得好。
And even if we could, it wouldn't get us to heaven.
就算说我们能我们也达不了天堂。
So Paul taught we no longer have to obey the Old Testament law in its totality.
所以在整个的律法的整体来说保罗很清楚地说到我们有些很多的地方用不着去这个行律法的典章律例。
We are free from the law and saved by God's goodness and grace.
因为我们从律法里面得到自由我们之所以得救乃是本乎神的恩典。
So the Corinthians took that and twisted it.
那么这个哥林多人呢就把这一段话拿出来加以曲解。
If we're free from the requirement that we obey all the law,
假如说我们不需要再去遵循这个律法里面的典章律例的话呢，
then we can live however we want.
那么我们就随便怎么行都可以了。
Everything is permissible.
凡事都可行。
Anything is legal for Christian.
对基督徒来说什么事情都是合法的。
We can live however we want and we'll still be saved.
不管我们怎么做怎么行我们将来都能够得救。
And Paul corrects them twice.
那么这个地方保罗两次的更正他们的说法。
Even if everything is permissible, not everything is beneficial.
虽然凡事都可行但是保罗说但不都有益处。
Even if everything is permissible in some sense, I will not allow myself to be mastered by anything.
这边说凡事都可行，但是无论哪一件事，我总不受他的辖制。
For a Christian, the basic question is not, am I allowed to do this?
对一个基督徒来说，我们并不是说问我们是不是我被允许来做这件事。
The question is not, can I do this and still get to heaven?
是不是应该是说我是不是这样做了我能够到天上到天堂去。
The question is not, if I do this, will God send me to hell?
而不是说我们是要问那么假如我这样做了是不是神就会把我放在地狱里面。
The question is not, can I get away with it?
那问题不是说我是不是能够离开这种行为。
The question is it beneficial?
那么这个真正的问题是说他这样做是不是对我有益处
Is it helpful?
是不是有用处
Will it help me to grow in holiness?
是不是让我能够在成长的过程当中能够变成成圣
Will it help my testimony before the world?
是不是能够帮助我在这个世界的面前有好的见证
This is the question we ask
所以这是我们要问的问题
Not will God punish me
而不是说神是不是要处罚我
But will this help me?
而是对我来说是不是有好处
And so as we turn to the media, we ask not, can I get away with this?
所以当我们问的时候我们是说我们是不是这样做了之后能够不受这个惩罚
But is it helpful to my growth in Christ?
而是要问说,
as we turn on our televisions, the question is not, will God punish me for watching this? But does it help me grow in holiness?
所以当我们打开了一个电视的时候，我们看一些节目的时候，我们不是问说这样子做是不是神会不会惩罚我，而是要问说这样我会不会在我的成圣的过程当中能够有帮助。
As single people go on dates, as we conduct ourselves in our relationships with each other,
当我们有约会的时候，当我们这个单身的有约会的时候，我们在开始建立一个关系的时候。
The question is not, what can I get away with?
而不是说我要怎么做，然后能够不受到一些惩罚或者是结果。
The question is not, how far can I go?
而不是说我要怎么样做到某一个程度，还仍然好像没有那么大的问题。
The question is, what is helpful to the people I'm spending time with?
而主要的问题是，当我与某一位在一起花一个时间的时候，要怎么样彼此。
We must realize, recognize that the sexual urge is an unbridled power.
我们也知道在性的上面的一种这种心里面的驱使是一个没有驾驭的一种能力。
Sexual temptation destroyed the strongest man in the Bible.
在圣经里面我们看见 在性上面的这种放纵，是让许多圣经里面非常强壮的人都失败。
Sexual temptation nearly destroyed the most devout man in the Bible.
那么许多在性方面的这些没有控制的欲望，在圣经里面许多很了不起的有名的人都几乎的被这样子的欲望给毁灭。
Sexual temptation did destroy the wisest man in the Bible.
那么在圣经里面，这样子的性方面的这种需求，让最聪明的人，甚至于在圣经里面的例子，就让他被毁灭。If
Samson and David and Solomon found this power too great for them, we do well to steer clear of it.
假如参孙，假如大卫，假如所罗门，能够控制这样子他们在这情欲上面的这种欲望的话。 我想我们今天可能不一样。
And Paul's second safeguard is this, not only is it helpful, but will it end up controlling me?
那么保罗在第二点他说，不只是说我们要问有没有益处，我们甚至要问我们这样做会不会受到他的控制。
Sexual temptation is rife in our culture. Rampant.
那么今天的这个所谓的性的不道德，在我们的文化当中是在不断的往上生长。
And studies report that pornography is like drugs.
那么在这个有的这个研究当中呢，说到这个黄色的书刊就好像这个吃了毒药一样的。
You start out with mild forms and it becomes addictive.
你开始的时候可能只是看一些很简单的东西，但是后来你就开始就是没有办法舍弃得掉。And
eventually it takes over your life.
那么逐渐的甚至把你整个的生命、你的思想统统都控制。One
of the greatest benefits supplied by the Singapore government to its citizens was an internet block.
当时的新加坡的政府对他们的民众所得最好的一个礼物，就是说在他们的网络上面，这个所有的黄色的东西都没有。In
fact, you could get a discounted rate on internet service if you chose the family plan with the internet block.
假如说你是选了这样子的选择的话，你还可以拿到降低你的价格。Unhappily,
we don't have such financial advantage in this country, but it's still a wise idea.
虽然在这个我们的国家没有政府没有说给我们一些给我们一个廉价的供应的话，但是我想我们有这个自己的方法可以去选这个选择。The
Corinthians' second justification comes in verses 13 to 14.
那么第二件事是在第13节跟14节。Now
scholars suggest that the NIV ended the quotation mark just a little bit too quickly.
那么在这个括号里面，在这括号里面说 这 NIV version 的括号里面可能早了一点点。
This is the full quotation from the Corinthians.
这是原来在哥林多前书里面的全文。
Food is for the stomach, and the stomach is for food. But God will destroy both.
那么食物是为肚腹，肚腹是为食物，但神要叫这两样都毁坏。
And this is argument by analogy.
那么这是用一种比喻的方式来辩论。
God gave us appetite, so we would eat food.
那么神给了我们的胃口，所以我们需要食物。
God gave us food to fulfill our appetite.
所以神给我们食物，让我们能够吃饱。
This is a basic biological principle.
这是一个生物上面的一个很简单的原理。
And so they take that principle and extend it to another area of biology.
所以他们就用这个原来的很简单的这样一个原理，把它延伸到另外一个原理上。
God gave us sexual organs so that we could have sex.
那么神给了我们性的器官，所以我们可以有性的行为。
And God gave us sexual urge so we would have use our sexual organs.
因为神给我们有性的欲望，所以我们就可以用它。
And just as God will destroy our stomachs and food, so He will destroy in heaven. We will not have sexual organs. They argued.
那么因为这个神把这个食物能够毁坏，也就是当我们将来到了天上天堂之后。我们也许就没有性的器官了。
God will destroy them both,
因为神会把他们全部通通都毁坏。
The point is, this makes no difference.
那意思就是说，哎呀，有什么不同呢？有什么关系呢
？Whether you eat pork, chicken, or lobster, it makes no difference to getting to heaven.
你是吃猪肉还是吃鸡肉还是吃龙虾，到了天上都是一样。
And so they argued whether you commit sexual immorality or not makes no difference to heaven.
所以他们就用这个来延伸说，你到底有没有性的不道德，到了天上都没有不同。
Paul says, no, the analogy is invalid.
那么但是保罗这边说不对不对你用的这个比喻是错的。
The body is not meant for sexual immorality.
这个身体不是要我们做性的不道德。
The body is meant for the Lord, and the Lord for the body.
因为我们身子不是淫乱乃是为主主也为身子。
And beyond all that, by his power God raised our Lord from the dead, and he will raise us up also.
而且经着神的能力神已经叫主复活也要用自己的能力叫我们复活
Sex is not like food
那么性跟食物是不同的
And the sexual urge is not like the desire to eat food
那么你在性的欲望跟你肚腹需要吃饱这个事情是两样的不一样的
God did not design us to live for sexual immorality
那么神没有要我们要在性的不道德就是在淫乱上这样活下去。
He designed us to live for his glory.
他要我们为他的荣耀而活。
And Jesus did not die merely for our souls.
神我们的耶稣基督并不是只为我们的灵魂而死在十字架上。
Jesus died also for our bodies that we might live holy.
耶稣基督把他自己钉在十字架上也为我们的身子能够达到成圣的地步而死。
And in the end, just as God raised Jesus' body from the dead, so he will raise our bodies from the dead.
所以到了最后的时候当神把耶稣从死里复活的时候到最后我们的身子也一样的要从死里复活。
So feel free to eat pork, lobster, and chicken.
所以你可以去好好的吃你的猪肉你的鸡肉和你的龙虾
But Paul says this principle does not apply to sexual immorality
但是保罗这边特别说这一个原则并不能推举到应用在淫乱上
How we live does matter for our spirituality
我们怎么样过我们的日子是对我们属灵的光景有绝对的关系
How we live matters for our salvation
我们怎么样过我们的日子跟我们的救恩有关系。
How we live matters for eternity.
我们怎么样过我们的日子跟我们的永恒有关系。
Now the third Corinthian argument has to be inferred from what Paul says.
那么在第三个辩证当中是在第十五节我们必须要从里面来 infer.
Apparently they are saying, this is our body,We have the right to make our own decisions about how we use our own body.
因为哥林多人他们在这里说到，这是我自己的身体，所以我有权利来怎么样用我自己的身体。
And Paul says no.
那保罗说不对。
If you claim the name of Christ, this is no longer your body.
假如当你归入主的名下的时候，你再不再拥有你自己的身子。
Individual liberty is a big issue in America.
那么今天的在美国的社会的个人主义是一个很大的一个题目。
We have, even have an organization, the American Civil Liberties Union, to make sure that your individual rights are not infringed upon.
那么美国有这个所谓人权协会，那么特别要注意我们的人权不被受到。
And I can remember 20 or 30 years ago, when I lived in Rhode Island, the state passed a law that said if you ride a motorcycle, you have to wear a helmet.
我记得在二三十年前，当我住在罗德兰岛的时候，那个岛罗德兰的州政府通过一个法律，就说你要骑摩托车一定要戴头盔。
And the ACLU took it to court.
那个时候人权主义就把他们去上告到法庭。
The law cannot require the driver of a motorcycle to wear a helmet, they said.
他说法律不能要求一个骑摩托车的人一定要戴头盔。
This is a violation of civil liberties.
就是你犯了，就是违反了人的自由权利。
If you want to smear your brains on the highway, you have every right to do so.
假如你想要把你的肝脑涂地涂在这个公路上的话，那是你自己的权利。
So at that time, at least in Rhode Island, the passenger had to wear a helmet, but not the driver of the motorcycle.
所以那个时候，当这个法律通过之后呢，所以半通过之后呢，所以这个坐摩托车后面的那个人可以戴，会戴头盔，但是前面驾摩托车的人不戴头盔。
Paul says, "Our bodies are not ours anymore."
保罗这边特别说到，我们的身子不再属乎我们自己。
Our bodies belong to Christ. More than that, our bodies become part of Christ.
不只是我们的身体属乎基督，我们身体也属于基督的一部分。
Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ Himself?
岂不知你的身子是基督的肢体吗？
We are Christ's arms and legs, His hands and His feet.
我们大家组合在一起的时候，就是耶稣基督的手。这个肩膀、胳膊、腿、脚，种种。
Shall I take Christ's body and unite it in immorality with a prostitute?
我们怎么能够将我们基督的肢体与娼妓的肢体联合呢？
How could we think of doing such a thing?
我们怎么能够甚至于想到要做这样的事呢？
Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body?
岂不知道与娼妓联合的就是与他成为一体吗？
The Bible says the two shall become one flesh.
因为圣经里面特别说到两人要成为一体。
How can I take the Holy Savior and make him one flesh in immorality?
我们怎么能够把一个圣洁的主与这个淫乱拉在一起呢？
We, he says, he who unites himself with the Lord is one with the Lord in spirit.
当我们与主在一起的时候，我们就与主在他的灵里面联合。
So Paul says, we do not commit immorality, we do not become one in immorality.
所以我们与这个不道德的事情是不能连接在一起的。
Instead, we become one with the Lord in spirit and in holiness.
而是我们要与主在圣洁上结为一体。
And then Paul finishes his discussion with a quick list of reasons why we as Christians do not engage in sexual immorality.
那么这边他又做了一个很快的结论。
First, to do so is a sin against ourselves.
因为这样做，他说这个淫乱是第一是对我们自己的身体犯罪。
Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body.
特别讲到淫行，他这边第十八节说，你们要逃避淫行，因为人所犯的无论是什么罪，都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身体。
Sexual immorality is not only a sin against ourselves; it's a sin against the Holy Spirit.
在这个地方不但是得罪了自己的身子，也得罪了圣灵。
Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?
你难道不知道你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
Who is in you, whom you have received from God?
这个圣灵是从神而来，而且住在你们里头的。
Immorality is a sin against the Spirit, it's also a sin against the Father.
那不只是说是为得罪了圣灵，而且得罪了天父。
Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God?
岂不知道你们的身子就是圣灵的殿，这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。
Immorality is a sin not only against the Spirit and against the Father, but also against the Son.
不只是这个不只是得罪了天父，得罪了圣灵，也得罪了圣子。
You are not your own. You do not belong to yourselves.
因为你们是重价买来的，你买来的，你不再是属于你自己的。
You were bought at a price.
你是重价买来的。
The life of Jesus.
因为是用主耶稣基督的生命所买来的。
Therefore, he concludes.
最后他就结论说
，Honor God not only with your spirit.
不只是说用你的灵来尊重尊敬你的你的神。
But also with your bodies.
也要用你的身子。
And to remind you of what he had written in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 9.
假如你回到第六章的第九节的话。
The wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God.
你岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？
Do not be deceived.
不要自欺。
Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders will inherit the kingdom of God.
不要自欺，你岂不知道，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、变童的、青蓝色的，都不能承受神的国吗？
Now we are creative people.
我们都是一些有创意的人。
If we try, we can invent reasons that the Corinthians never even thought of.
我们还可能可以造成一些在哥林多人都没有想到的一些理由。
We love each other.
我们彼此相爱。
Or, we are engaged to be married in any event, it's just a matter of time.
我们已经结婚了，我们迟早就要，哦，对不起，我们已经订婚了，我们迟早就要结婚的。
God's word to us is the same as His word to the Corinthians.
那么神对我们所说的话，就如同神对哥林多人说的话一样。
For those of you who have engaged in sexual immorality, let me encourage you to come forward privately and speak with your pastors or elders.
假如你在淫乱上有份的话，我愿意劝你们可以私下的来见牧师或者是长老。
Our purpose would not be to hold you up for public criticism.
我们的目的并不是说要把你拉到公众的上面来批评你。
But to help to restore you to your faith and walk with God.
而是想办法让你回到神的面前，重新的能够与神同行。
These things will be an obstacle between you and God.
因为这些事情在于你跟神之间会成为一个绊脚石。
We can help you overcome it.
我们能够帮助你能够胜过这样子的不道德。
And my advice to those of you who are in a dating relationship would be this.
假如你是现在正在交朋友的话，我也给你们有一些劝勉。
Find someone, an older couple, or find two people, one for the man and one for the woman.
假如你们能够找到一些比你们稍微年长的一对，男的跟女的都有。
Find someone to be accountable to.
这些人你能够对他们来负责你的行为。
Meet with them once a week, once every 2 weeks.
那么有周期性的，像一个或两个礼拜，能够与他们一起见面。
Have them call you on the phone if you can't meet together.
假如说你们有这个问题，有困难，不能够常常见面，至少跟他们通电话。
Ask them to ask you the difficult questions.
让他们来问你，主动的要求他们来问你这个难问的问题。
And while the questions may be many, at least one of those questions should be this.
可能有许多的问题他们能够问，但至少有一个他们应该问。
Are you conducting this relationship in a way that honors God?
你们彼此之间，当你们两个人做朋友的时候，你们所做的行为是不是能够荣耀神？
Paul calls us, God calls us, to honor him with our bodies.
因为神这样子说，保罗也在这边特别的强调上帝要我们用我们的身子来荣耀他。
He will be with us as we do so.
当我们这样做的时候，我们荣耀他的时候，我们的主就会与我们同在。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Father, we would seek holiness not only in spirit but also in flesh.
天父，我们在你的面前不只是追求在属灵上的圣洁，也追求我们身体上的圣洁。
Bring people into our lives that will help us to do this.
求你把你选择的人能够带到我们中间，帮助我们能够成为圣洁。
We ask this for our own salvation.
我们为这个，为我们自己的救恩而求。
And we ask this for your glory.
我们也为你的荣耀而求。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.